Today, Shir's Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Dalid. We will begin on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Elazar. In our previous Shir, at the end of the Shir, we had discussed that at the time of Nehemiah, there was a laxity in the Shmirah Shabbos. And because there was laxity in Shmirah Shabbos, Nehemiah made a very serious gzeirah regarding muksa, what may be moved and what may not be moved on Shabbos, very limited. But as we learned, the Chazal over the years were a little more matter, were more lenient, seeing that Baruch Hashem, Shmir Shabbos improved. Says the Gemara, Amar Belozer Kanim, there are a number of Mishnayos and Brises that are taught, and says the Gemara that these Mishnayos and Brises that refer to the Kanim, to the Maklois, to the Glusteron and the Meducha, each one of these Mishnayos and Brises will be very well identified in our Gemara Mitzvashem. Kulam Kodim HaTorahs Kelim Shenishnu were all taught to us before they became more lenient in what may or may not be moved on Shabbos. The first that's going to be mentioned is Kanan. We know that every Shabbos they took out the lechem upon them, the 12 loaves of bread that they had in the shulchan, and replaced them with 12 new loaves. The loaves were stacked in two rows, six and six, and they were stacked with kanan, with tubes between each of the lechem. The bottom lechem on each row was actually on the shulchan, and the other breads were stacked one on top of the other, but they had two rods separating them, separating each one. The reason for that was that there should be air be able to travel between these stacks of chalas, and they shouldn't become moldy. They were in the shulchan all week long. And even though, of course, the entire shulchan and the lechem upon him was all tremendous nisim. The Gemara says, Ham b'yoyim hilochoi, that when they took out the lechem upon him on every Shabbos, it was warm as when it was put in. Of course, we always know that ain't saim chamal anes. We don't want to rely on nisim when we don't have to. And therefore, to avoid mold, what they did was they put these tubes in between. So says the Mishnah, not putting in the tubes, which are a question of muksa, moving kalim, and therefore the halacha was that they put the bread in on Shabbos with no tubes, and only put in the tubes on Matzah Shabbos. And similarly, they took the tubes out from between the loaves of bread already Friday afternoon, so they shouldn't have to move those tubes on Shabbos. Of course, the Rishonim asked the question that we know as a rule, ain't shvus b'migdash. And therefore, even if there is an issue of muksa in the moving of these kanim, why would that be applicable in the base of migdash when ain't shvus b'migdash? So Rashi explains that this is not a shvus of muksa. It's a shvus because it looks like boina v'soyser. Other Rishonim take a much more fundamental approach. And their approach is, when we say ein shvus b'migdash, doesn't mean that Chazal never apply gzeiros d'rabbanan in the base of migdash. They don't apply all gzeiros d'rabbanan in the base of migdash. But certainly when they see that it's necessary, when like muksa, which we're learning, is such a serious gzeiros Chazal, as we're going to learn now, we have learned it was instituted because of Aitzah. When they see the need, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they institute Shvusim, they institute the Rabbonim. Maklis, what is referred to when we speak about Maklis? The Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us, we've discussed this previously when we spoke about that Erev Pesach could come out on Shabbos, and when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, we still shek the Korban Pesach. However, because we have to be concerned about Chil Shabbos, it's done in a way to eliminate to the best ability Chil Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Maklis Takin Chalokin HaYisham. There were thin sticks in the base of Migdash. And somebody would put a stick on his shoulder and then the next person's shoulder. The Torah Mafshan, and that's how they would put up the animal that was shechted for Korban Pesach to strip it from its skin. Rabbi Lozer, Oimer Abba Osir Shchalis B'Shabbos. When Abba Osir comes out in Shabbos, Meniach Yod Al Kesef Chaveroi. We don't want to move the sticks. The sticks are a question of Muksa. So the way that the animal is stripped, by putting one person's hand on the next person's hand, shoulder, one person's hand on his friend's shoulder, the toilet, that's how the animal is hung up, umafshin, and is stripped. Glustra. What is glustra? The Tanan, the Mishnah Masech, the Kelim teaches us. Naga sheyesh b'roisha glustra. A bolt that has a knob on its end. Rabbi Shuai mishom to mepesach zeh. He could take it from one door and hang it on another door on Shabbos. And there is no concern of moving it on Shabbos. Rav Tarfon Omer, Hareku Kol Kalim, but you can't move it, you can only drag it on the floor. And Rav Tarfon says, no, Hareku Kol Kalim, it's treated like all Kalim, Metaltel B'Chatzer, and it can be moved from one door to another door. So the first shita obviously holds that even though it's a bolt, we want to limit that its movement, and therefore you're only allowed to drag it. Rav Tarfon is more lenient. Meduchen, what's referred to meduchas, a halacha that we've learned a number of times in our previous shurim, and that is the halacha that a mortar that's used to grind is obviously muksa. But it could be used, l'tzarek gufa, l'tzarek mekaymai. Yet the halacha is that it may not be moved, even if you want to use it for permissible use, you want to use it to sit on. The only time we could say that it's allowed to be used, we said, as we explained, is if it has garlic in it already from before Shabbos, and the way we explained it in our previous year, that therefore it's considered like a pot. And a pot, even if you'll say a pot, as a klisha m'lach del iser, but when it's used to hold food, then it's certainly mutter. Otherwise, you can't move the meducham. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming that all of these mishnayos and brises are teaching us how strict they were about moving objects on Shabbos. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Mamai, it's not necessarily necessary to say that. That these mishnayos and brises were even taught after they became more lenient in what we may move on Shabbos. Kanam tamamai, so if so, why didn't they move the tubes? Answers the Gemara. The whole reason, as we explained in our beginning of our shir, that they put those kanam in was to avoid the bread from getting spoiled. Mishume pushe, by high porta, in the small amount of time, that if you're going to take out the bread Friday afternoon, and you can take out the tubes Friday afternoon, and you're going to take out the bread Shabbos morning, or you're going to put in the new bread Shabbos morning, and then put in the tubes Matzoi Shabbos. So these aren't very long amount of times that you have to leave it unopened. And since it's not a long time that you're going to leave it without unopened, left without the tubes, that's why we don't need to be concerned. So we hear from, says the Mishnah Berurah, going back to something that we discussed in our previous year, here we're talking about a kli shemalach de leheter. And we see from here that even if it's a kli shemalach de leheter, we are limited in how we could carry it. In other words, if even a kli shemalach de leheter could only be moved on Shabbos if there's a tzairich, there's a need. And our Gemara, where there is no tzairich, as the Gemara just explained, don't move it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, certainly by kli shemalach de leiser, which only can be moved l'tzarech gufa mekaymai, it should be avoided to be moved only if there's no other option. The Ktzais HaShochan disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. He says that it could be that here there's absolutely no need to take it. So since there's absolutely no need to take it, so the Gemara says, don't move it. However, when we have a kli shemalach de l'iser, even if I have another keli that I could use and don't need to rely on a heter of tzarech gufay, but I need to do something. Maybe in a case where I need to do something, suggest the shulchan, the ktzayis ha-shulchan, that you would be allowed to move it even if you have another keli available. Continues the Gemara, maklois. When we speak about maklois, also it's not a raya, because efshe k'Rebbe Elazar. Maybe this is going according to Rebbe Elazar, who says that there's no need to use it, to do it. You could use people's hands, so don't use sticks if you don't have to. And here too, the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion uses this Gemara as a raya, that you shouldn't move something if you don't need to. But here there's a question, because this is only Rebbe Elazar's opinion. The Chachamim don't agree with Rebbe Elazar. So how could the Mishnah Berurah bring a raya to his opinion from Rebbe Elazar when the halacha isn't like Rebbe Elazar? Glustra, when we spoke about the bolt, Krebyanai, the issue is not an issue of carrying kalim, says the Gemara. The issue is regarding a question of where you could carry. For as we have learned, Shlomo HaMelech made a gzera, that the homes in their times had, you had the houses, and the houses opened up to chatzeris, the houses opened up to courtyards. And Shlomo HaMelech said that even though the houses are Rishus HaYachid, and the chatzer is Rishus HaYachid, there are different types of Rishus HaYachids. The house is my private house. It's my Rishus HaYachid. The chatzer is a more public Rishus HaYachid. It's a Rishus HaYachid that's shared by all the various houses. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech said you can't carry from a house to a chatzer unless you have a Ruva Chatzeris. So now says Reb Yanai, the case with the Glustra is referring to a situation where they did not make a Eruv Chatzeris. And Rabbi Shua is of the opinion, Toicha Pesach, the area under the doorway, Klefnim Dami, is considered like it's inside the house. And therefore, if you're going to want to carry that bolt in the Chatzer, it's Kamatalt Mon at the bottom, you're carrying something that's from the house to the Chatzer. And as we just explained, without a Eruv Chatzeris, that may not be done. And therefore, you can't carry it. Reb Tarfon's of the opinion, however, the Toicha Pesach L'chutz Dami, the area under the doorway is considered like it's in the Chatzer. And even though you can't carry something from the house to the Chatzer without a Ruv Chatzeris, just like you could carry anything that's in the house within the house, so too is the halacha, you could carry anything that's within the Chatzer in the Chatzer. And by carrying this bolt and from the doorway to the chatzah, says Reb Tarfon, you're carrying mon of the chatzah, but chatzah come a tautl, which is perfectly fine. Meducha, and the brice that we quoted about the meducha, that you can't use it to sit on, represents, says the Gemara, the opinion of Nehemiah, who we saw that Reb Nehemiah's opinion is that you can't move a keli for a purpose that what keli wasn't meant for. And the meducha, as we explained, is meant to be a grinder. It's not meant to be a chair. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-kelim nitonim b'tzorich v'shloi l'tzorich. All kelim may be moved on Shabbos l'tzorich and shloi l'tzorich. Nehemiah Omer, Nehemiah says, ein nitonim el l'tzorich. So the Mishnah started with the words l'tzorich. Ask the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean? What type of kelim? What type of keli is being discussed, and what does the tzorich mean? My letzorich or my shloi letzorich mean? What is the Mishnah's, what does this mean? Amar Rava, so Rava says, letzorich means dover shemlach del heter, that it's talking about a keli shemlach del heter, letzorich means letzorich gufoy. If I'm moving the keli because I need it, then I'm allowed to move it under those circumstances. Dover shloi letzorich means letzorich mekaymai. Shloi letzorich dover shemlach del heter. It's a kli shemlach del heter. But the only reason I'm moving it is because I need the space where it is on, and that is considered shloi letzorich, and that could be moved. Dover shemlach del iser continues Rabban teaching us. However, a keli shemlach del iser letzorich gufay only can be moved letzorich gufay, letzorich mekay meloy. If it's not, if you just need the spot on which this keli shemlach del iser is occupying, you may not move it. V'asher b'nechem yilameima, And comes along, Rav Nechemia teaches us that filu davar shemalachta laheter, even a kele shemalachta laheter letzarach gufay in, it only can be moved letzarach gufay, but letzarach mekaymai lo it may not be moved. Amle Rava. So Rava asks Rabba, letzarach mekaymai. So the way you're interpreting the Mishnah, moving something letzarach mekaymai shloy letzarach krisle, you're calling that shloy letzarach. Why would that be called Shloi Letzarech? Ella, I'm a Rava. Therefore, Rava has a different explanation of our Mishnah. Letzarech, when the Mishnah spoke about Letzarech, it's referring to Dovah Shemlachta Leheter, and a Keli Shemlachta Leheter may be moved Bein Letzarech Gufay, Bein Letzarech Mekoymai. The Shloi Letzarech, that the Mishnah was lenient by Keli Shemalachta Leheter, is telling us Vafilim Cham Letzel. If you're moving the Keli for a purpose, you want to protect the Keli, since it's a Keli Shemalachta Leheter, you may move it. But Dovah Shemalachta Leheter, when we speak about a Keli Shemalachta Leheter, there the halacha is Letzarech Gufa Letzarech Mekoymai in, and maybe move Letzarech Gufa Letzarech Mekoymai. However, if you're only moving it Mecham Letzel to protect it, loy, it would not be allowed to be moved. Vasram Nechemya Lameimer, and according to Rava, Rav Nechemya is teaching us that Filu Dovah Shemalachta Leheter, that even a Keli Shemalachta Leheter, which we are lenient with, when may they be moved? Letzarech Gufa Letzarech Mekoymai. Only Letzarech Gufa Letzarech Mekoymai in Mecham Letzel Loi. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Safra, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Huna Bar Chanina, V'yasvi V'kamri. They were sitting and discussing this halacha. L'Rabba Alivad in Nechemya. According to Rabba's interpretation of Rav Nechemya, Hani Karis, the plates that are on the table, how can we move them? There's no tzarech mekaymai. There's no tzarech gufa here. There's only a tzarech mekaymai. We're moving them off the table because we want the table. We don't need them. So how can we move them? If, according to Rav Nechemya, you can only move something that's even a kli shemalachta leheter, only letzarech gufay. Amalei Rav Safra, the reason you're allowed to move it is for a different reason altogether. And that is because it's a graf shalrei. And as we've discussed previously, Chazal were lenient that you can move a graf shalrei off the table. Similarly, Amalei Abayla Rabba, Mar Alibra Adam Nechemya, you, in your interpretation of Nechemya, Hani Karis Hechem Taltinalu, it's a klisha malachta leheter, but it's being moved letzarech mekaymai, which according to your interpretation of Nechemya may not be done. Amle, to which Rabbi responded, Rav Safra Chavron Tagma, Rav Safran already explained that the reason it can be moved is because we need to have a graf sharei, that's why it can be moved. So what we see from here, says the Rajba, that according to Rava's interpretation, we're allowed to move the Karis. Why are we allowed to move the Karis? Because the Kli Shemalachta Leheter, and according to Rava, a Kli Shemalachta Leheter can be moved Letzarech Mekaymai. But ask the Rajba, even if I'm moving it Letzarech Mekaymai, so the halacha should be that I should take it off the table and drop it and put it down right away. Why can I carry it all the way to the kitchen or to wherever I want? Says the Rajba, from here we see that once you're allowed to carry something that's muksa, there's no halacha limiting you that I only could carry it just as much as I need to get it off mekaymai, but the halacha to carry it where I need it and not anymore. And therefore, passes the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rajba, that if somebody's moving a kli shemalachta leheter, the tzarech mekaymai, he could deposit it wherever he wishes. Says the Magen Avraham that what if the halacha of somebody picked up a muksa item by mistake? Says the Magen Avraham, he shouldn't have picked it up, but since, says the Magen Avraham, once somebody is holding muksa, he's permitted to continue holding it and put it down wherever he wants. Furthermore, says the Magen Avraham, that not only does this heter apply to kli shemalachta leheter, it even applies to muksa machmas gufay, like money. The Prima Gaudim, however, says that once somebody is holding muksa, not only is he permitted to continue holding it, he's even permitted to
that somebody, by mistake, picked up muksa, there he's required to drop it immediately. He says the only time that you're allowed to continue carrying muksa is only in a situation where you halachically were permitted to pick it up. But if you weren't allowed to pick it up, you don't have the rasmus heter. Moreover, says the Eben Ezer, that this heter, that you can move muksa, as once you picked it up, you can carry it to wherever you want, is only by kelim shel lachdalesa. However, he says, when you're talking about something which is muksa matnis kofoid, which is a more serious muksa, there the halacha says is you have to drop it as soon as you can. And therefore, he says halacha l'maisa. If somebody's eating a fruit and now he has the pit in his hand and the pit is a muksa matnis kofoid, you have no right, according to Rabbi Noizu, to carry it to your garbage. He says you should drop it immediately as soon as you can. The Tosfos Shabbos also says that even when you're allowed to carry muksa, you can only carry it in the hand that you have it. You can't move it from one hand to the other, and certainly one person, says the Tosfos Shabbos, cannot give it to another person. Esvei asked the Gemara, Esvei by Rava, Rava was more lenient. And Rava's interpretation was that a Kli Shem Lachdalesser could be moved even with Tzarek Mekadma. We looked at the Brisa that we've quoted so many times, Meduka, the mortar that's used for grinding in Yeshbashon, if there was garlic in there from before Shabbos, that talking, we could move it on Shabbos. Memlav, that's not in the Tatum, I say. But why? You could move something with Tzarek Mekadma. Why did the Brisa say, I can't move it? Answers the Gemara, you're right. If the purpose of my moving the dukkha was with Tzarek Kufa and Mekaymai, it would be permissible. Hachem Ha'iskinim, this price is referring to a situation where I'm moving the dukkha Mechamel Tzayel. Mechamel Tzayel is for the purpose of the muksa item that may not be moved. Esrei, the Mishnah Masechet Beya quotes the Machlokes Gasham Esau, but as we've quoted previously, the Mishnah Zosei Mishonim Beshama Beisel Agri, should keep some of a bosser. You have this ali that's used for cutting meat, and if it was used for that purpose, also a tatlon. Why not? It's a klishim after lesser, but according to Rabbi, klishim after lesser may be moved with tzarek kufa, tzarek mekaymai. And it's the Gemara, can that be what that Mishnah means to teach us? It's mechamu tzeil. Not everybody agrees a klishim after lesser cannot be moved mechamu tzeil. Mahadah tzeil. There's another Mishnah in Masechet Beis. The Mishnah Masechet Beis that for the days of the days teaches us, ain't Sanuch Masechet Beis with the cats. We can't support a pot with a small piece of wood on Yom Tov. They came the Dallas, and you can't use a door, says the Gemara, to support the pot. Ask the Gemara for the cats. When we speak about a piece of wood, so a piece of wood on Yom Tov, it doesn't seem like that to me, because we're allowed to make a fire or a mantis. And yet, we're saying that it can't be moved for that, not for that purpose. I'm going to see from here, ask the Gemara. Dovish Shemachtel Heter, Ben Lutzar Kufa, Ben Lutzar Mekaymer. It's a piece of wood, which in Yantav is a Dovish Shemachtel Heter. Still, that locker is that may not be moved. Also, answers the Gemara. Hosmai Kama. There is a different reason. Came on Shabbos, Dovish Shemachtel Heter. On Shabbos, a piece of wood is muksa, because on Shabbos, we can't make a fire. Zero. Yantav after Shabbos. So Chazal said that since you can't use it on Shabbos, we don't allow you to use it even on Yom Tov. The Chitema, Shabbos proof in history. But why are we saying that on Shabbos it's not allowed to be used? Hadav Shem Lach Delisser, aren't we learning that on Shabbos, even if something is a Dav Shem Lach Delisser, the Tzarek proof of Tzarek Mekai Mesharim. So you're saying that we're not allowing it to be moved on Yom Tov, because on Shabbos it's not allowed to be moved. But even on Shabbos, it could be moved. Because what are you calling it, a Kli Shem Lach Delisser? But we're learning that a Kli Shem Lach Delisser may be moved, the Tzarek proof of Mekai Mesharim. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, where is there a heter to move something which is lach delisser on Shabbos with tzarek kufa mekaymai? Hani Mili, heker dekatayis klila, when it's considered a keli, when it's considered a utensil, a piece of wood, Hani Mili, Hanukkah, the laftar is clean off. Really, it's not a keli at all. We don't have this heter. So, ask the Sefer Yisrael. And we've learned many times on a yontif, you'll have a shecht. But ask the Sefer Yisrael that a knife that's used to shechita on Shabbos is muksa. It's a very serious muksa, as we've learned. It's a muksa machnas, a son kiss. So if we're learning now Gemara that they made Xer Yontif at the Shabbos, so why would it be permissible to shech the Yontif? You can't use the knife, which is muksa machnas, a son kiss. So he answers, only in a situation where what I'm doing is allowed to be done on Shabbos, the Chazal say that I can't use something which is muksa even on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you're allowed to support a pact. Now the question is, what may you use or not use to support that pact? But when it comes to Shechita, Shechita is not mutter on Shabbos. So there, the Chazal do not see any need to make such gzeiros. The Chitain, the King Omega's woman, asked the Gemara, is it true to make gzeiro on Yom Tov because of Shabbos? But tonight, the Mishnah also accepts the Behev. That's why Behev on the Behev teaches us. Mishilim peris darach arugim Yom Tov. We could throw down fruit through a skylar on Yom Tov. Aloy Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. On Yom Tov it's permissible, but not on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos it's awesome because it's something that we have to be concerned. Shabbos, we don't want you to have too much tircha, and therefore you're not allowed to move it, throw it down. On the other hand, says the Gemara, we like this rhythm, but on the other hand, says the Gemara, do we not make Zer Batanan? Anyway, not to the Shabbos. The law is that a Yontov in Shabbos, El Eichel Nefesh Pilvad, the only thing that's permissible on Yontov is Eichel Nefesh. Everything else that's prohibited on Shabbos is also prohibited in Yontif, obviously because we make exile between Yontif and Shabbos. So now, because of Shabbos. So now we need to have some level of clarity. Do we make exile on Yontif because of Shabbos? Do we not make exile on Yontif and Shabbos? Amar Yosef. So Yosef suggests Loi Kasha. This is actually a machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya. We learned, the Brisa teaches us, Oysev es benoi, the Torah Gdeisha says, Oysev es benoi, lo sishka to b'yom nefer, we now shech the mother and the child on the same day. So now the question is, if these two animals fell into the bowl on Yom Tov, and we're concerned that they may die in that bowl, Rabbi Elazar, I have a mild solution. You can pick up the first animal, a mass l'shachtoi, with the intention of taking it out to be slaughtered, which, as we said a moment ago, may be done on Yom Tov, and then you shecht it. And now the other animal, which you will not be permitted to shecht today, because Isis Benoi, Isla Panosim Mekhoinai, you do what you can in feeding it and taking care of it where it is, Mishvah Shloyamas, to try to prevent it from dying. And sure, Ivan, we could be more than Malas Rishon Amnas L'Shachtai. We have to take up the first animal with the intention of shechting it, and then the Shachtai, and then you can decide not to shecht it, or Marim or Malas Hashemim. And now I say, you know what, I want to see the other animal. Maybe it's better. Maybe that's the animal I want to shech. Rots is their shechet, and then you have these two animals in front of you. Rots is their shechet, rots is their shechet. So the mother of Rots says you're going to have to at least shech one of them. The Mishnah seems to only want him to shech either of them. But what do we see from here? Rabbi Elazar is much more machmir in not allowing things to be done on Yom Tov. And Yeshua is more lenient. And perhaps that is the way to understand the question if we make Xeri Yom Tov on the Shabbos or not. Said the Maramai, who says that these two issues travel together? No. At Kamei come Rabbi Elazar Hossam. Rabbi Elazar over there was machmir of the Shabbos or Farsa, like we just learned. There's a way to solve the problem. So when there is no option, the rain is coming, and we need to get the produce out. Maybe the Rebbe Elazar will be lenient. Inami, I kind of come and show how some, that's Shabbat Roma. This is a legitimate way of explaining it. I maybe want this animal, I maybe want that animal. I'm a heck of the way of Shabbat Roma, where I'm throwing down the fruit down the skyline, where it's obvious that the reason it's being done is because of a tirchah, because to save it from getting ruined. Maybe we should won't be naked. Elam Rapapa says, Rapapa Lakasha, the way to resolve this stira between the Mishnayis is Harbe Shammai, Harbe Sol. It represents a machlokes b'shem b'sol. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechet Beis, a few days of an hour teaches us. B'shem Amrim, Eimet Sin as a cotton of Salul, but say the Torah is just rabbit. You may not move, you may not carry a cotton or a lulu, but say the Torah is just rabbit, but still matim. The machlokes between b'shem b'sol is as follows. We know, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that in Yontif, the lochas that are oichel nefesh, the lochas that are done in the preparation of food, are permitted in Yontif. Says Beis Hillel, the Torah shorto l'tzorich, hukri nami shloi l'tzorich. Even something which is shloi l'tzorich, we carry it not l'tzorich oichel nefesh, it may be moved in Yontif. Whereas Beis Shammai says, no, only if it's being moved for an oichel nefesh purpose may be moved, otherwise it may not be moved. So, here too, the Shammai is going to be machmir and not allow you to throw down the packages down the roof because we're limited in what we're allowed to do on this. The Hillel will be more lenient. The question is, the Tosfos, and this is the halacha, says that even according to the Hillel, that we apply the concept of the Torah Shochet Shloim Lutzoruch, the Torah Shochet Lutzoruch, Hotu Nami Shloim Lutzoruch, the halacha is that only is where there is some tzairuch. To carry something on Yom Tov where there's absolutely no tzairuch, even says Taisus in the halacha, is that way. You can't move something if there's no tzairuch Yom Tov at all. So here, how could you move the fruit with no tzairuch Yom Tov? So Taisus says, this is Taisus in Sechta Beya, that since it's the tzairuch, there's a hefzer here, that it's going to get moved. That is, that's, we put it to say, but that's considered a legitimate tzairuch. Ask the Gemara, Eim Neshamni Nubei Shammai, when did Nubei Shammai say their chumra? They said it, we brought in Hatzor, we brought in carrying. Here, the issue isn't carrying. The issue that we began our discussion with was Muksa. Tilkum Neshamni, didn't we hear that he said this halacha regarding Muksa? Answers the Gemara, Tilkum Gufay Lav, Neshamatzani. And what is the point of muksa? Why did Chazal say muksa is also because of carrying? So tilt and haitzah travel together. And this is a riot. We discussed earlier in our shiurim, why did Chazal say that muksa is also Shabbos? And we quoted the opinion of the Ravid that says because muksa is also because of haitzah. And this is the riot that muksa is also because of haitzah. And in fact, the question is that the Rambam, who quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perikot Dalit, Halacha Yubayz and Gimel, gives three different reasons for Muksa. And this reason, which is quoted here in the Gemara, is completely omitted in the Rambam. So the Makavis Mishnah says that the reason the Rambam did bring down this reason is because even on Yom Tov, Muksa is also. And since even on Yom Tov, muksa is also, and carrying, especially the way we explained according to Beis Hillel, carrying is not also Yom Tov. So we see that muksa isn't because of carrying, and that's why the Rambam didn't mention that reason. I, however, understand our Gemara that clearly seems to indicate that muksa is also because of carrying. The way I understand it is that the Rambam doesn't mean to say that muksa is also because of carrying, but the Gemara means to say that the Rebbe you do it so, the first thing you're going to do is carry. Daf Rav said to Gemara, Daf Rav Samalah the Rava. Going back to the interpretation of our Mishnah, the Machlokes of Rav and Rava, how to understand the Mishnah, said to Gemara, the Rav agrees with Rava, that Tzorek Mekoyim and Tzorek Tufo the same. Dom Rav, now, a shovel, Shloik, Gonev, if you're moving your shovel because you're scared that's going to get stolen, Zel, that's considered a tilt shloim tzarech and also. So what do we see from here? Only time shloim gomiv, that the moving it because the concern is going to get stolen, that's why it's also. However, it's avir tzarech kufa, uvir tzarech mekaymai, even though it's a klisha black to lesser, mutter, it may be moved. Ask the Gemara, is that indeed true? For Rav Kahana, it will be Rav. Said the Gemara, Rav Kahana once came to the home of Rav, shemata wisser. A trap is a double shemata wisser, but it may be moved with tzarek mufayim, with tzarek mukayim by one. So the Gemara, hach kamala. What happened was that Raf Pelvish grew a shoes with Bei Kahana. You allowed to move the trap away from her Kahana. It was in a place where a Kahana wanted to sit, and it's a cliche mark to listen, but it may be moved with Tzarek Mekarmel. So actually, now it's a raya, the cliche mark to listen may be moved with Tzarek Mekarmel. He writes, Ema, or Hassan Mekamel itself. It was in a place where it could get moved, and he wanted everybody to know that I'm not moving it because of that purpose, I'm moving it because Rav Kahana is going to sit on it. But if it's got it, but it may be moved both with Tzarek Mekarmel with Tzarek Mekarmel. Second Mari Mari Baruchel. Throughout Shas, we have the Mari Baruchel. The Mari Baruchel was the daughter of Shmuel, who was kidnapped by Yisr, and he made her pregnant. And therefore, a Mari was her Rosso. He was conceived, she wasn't Kedusha, when his father was still not Jewish. Ultimately, Yisr became a Ger. He's called Yisr Bilurim Shas. But because when he was conceived, his father wasn't Jewish, he's called throughout Shas on his mother's name. When Mari Baruch Adlai Hubei said to Meshimshim, he had pillows lying out in the sun. Also, Kamed Rabba, Adlai Malachal Tatuwe, and he asked him, may I move them? Adlai, so Rabba said, sure, because he holds that it's a Keli Shemlach de Lehetar, and a Keli Shemlach de Lehetar can be moved for any purpose. So he said to him, Islechrina, I have different pillows, I don't need these pillows to sit on. Chazum, so Rabbi told him, they can be used larkin, so they have a purpose. So he says, Islech Nami larkin, I have enough pillows for them as well. Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, Al Galas Datas, the Grabbas really, you obviously hold, like Rabbi, that Dovish and Lachla Heter may not be used with Hamel itself. And therefore, Kula Amo Shari, everybody else can move it. Because everybody else, the halacha is that the Kalisha Makhla Hector can remove even the Kamal itself. However, the Bidach, who obviously your opinion is that Kalisha Makhla Hector may not be moved with the Kamal itself, you may not move it. And from here says the Rivosh that we learn that if I'm Makhla on a certain issue, even, and I go to a Rav who is lenient in that issue, the Rav knowing that I hold Mukhumra has to take my opinion into consideration when he issues a psak. And the reason is, Kushadya Nashik Atikha Dissu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Abba Amar Kibarashi Amarav, Machbedish Amosa, Bruz Menev Kuof, Mukhul Tatum Shabbos, maybe Bruz Menev Shabbos. Abba Shatamara, Bruz Menev Palm Leaves, Roy may not be moved. And Rav Amar, Afsha tomorrow, even palm leaves, blooms may be moved on Shabbos. And the reason is because if you have a bloom made out of palms, actually, because you may straighten out the floor. But my skin, ask them, well, what's the situation? Elaine will talk to some of the time, you're moving in the talk to some of the time, but how would Rav say tomorrow, Lord? Why would Rav say you can't move it? For how would Rav drop a spirit that says that Krisha Mark and Melissa can be moved? We're talking about a situation with Hamel Tzeir. So how could Rabbi Lezer allow him to be moved? But how many of the Afshal tomorrow? If it's a cliche of the Lezer, you can't move it with Hamel Tzeir. Says the Gemara, Loilam, they were moving it with Hamel Tzeir. But the right way to record this episode is a kind of Rabbi Lezer. Everybody agrees that something that is meant with a cliche of the Lezer can be not moved with Hamel Tzeir. Since the Mishnah Berurah, however, says that the Zman Hazeh, most homes have covered floors, you could use any type of broom to sweep the floor on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah. Our Mishnah discusses what's the luck of a Kaili broke on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah. Kala Kaili Nitalim Shabbos. All Kaili that are moved on Shabbos should rayon Nitalim on. The parts that broke may be also moved. Vachyas may be locked up. As long as they have some purpose. Shimei Reva, if you have a broken mitzvah bowl, they can be used with chasbas, pechavis, to cover a barrel. consider the cook has broken gas, the chas bump here pack can be used to cover a small pitcher. Ruda disagrees. Ruda says, but that she always made malachdon. It's not enough that they're usable, it has to be usable for something which was originally used for. Shibai Ruda, so we speak about broken parts of a mixing bowl, lots of the mix that you could use it still to pour something into. So the cook is a glass fragment can be used lots of tzedakah and shemen. But if you could use a glass fragment to cover something, that isn't its original use, and therefore it can't be used that way. So the Gemara now tries to analyze this machlokes. And so the Gemara on Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the machlokes that we're learning in this sugya is Shemesh Bruni Erev Shabbos, if they were broken on Erev Shabbos. The Masa of the Aim Malachna Aim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be usable for what it was used for originally. If it's not usable for that original Malacha, even though it's usable, it will become Muksa. Masa of the Tanakhama holds, Afin the Aim Malacha Acheres, even if it's usable for something else, it's still not Muksa. Ava Nizmu B'Shabbos, where we have explained many times that the defining moment for Muksa is Banish Moshes. Since at Banish Moshes, it was part of the original Kehud, and therefore at Banish Moshes, it was not Muksa, the Halacha will be the Rehakov Torim, you'll be allowed to move it. Hoyle, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was Muksa, Hoyle Muchan Al Gabi Be'im Mutter, it remains non-Muksa for the rest of Shabbos. Masra of the Troy says in Bryson, Sikha Be'a Kalim, Rebbe Sikha Shiva Kalim. You could use a yuntuf for wood to burn the whole Kalim, but you can't use broken Kalim. Ask the Gemara of the Mishbar Eggs, exactly when did these Kalim break? Elam the Mishbar Erev Yontif, if these Kalim broke Erev Yontif, so ask the Gemara, it's an almanim, the regular pieces of wood. And since the regular pieces of wood, why should they be mixed on Yontif? Yontif will not make a fire. Elav, what happened here was that it broke the Yontif. And yet, what does the Brisa say? The sick of the Kalim, they were sick of the Shabri Kalim. So we see from here that even though something only got broken on Yontif, and on the Erev Yontif, at the defining moment of Banish Moshes, it was a Muksa, it still becomes Muksa. Therefore, says the Gemara, Eliyat Mahot Yitma. Omer Yudah Mishmu Machlaikas Shemir Yom Shabbos. The Machlaikas is that they broke on Shabbos. The Mass Sover, the Tanakhama's opinion is, since when Shabbos began, since by Banish Moshes it was a Muksa, Mukhanu, it remains non-Muksa for the duration of Shabbos. Or Mass Sover, where Yudah holds that there's a new type of Muksa. That is Noivad. Something that is a new creation on Shabbos is a new form of Muksa. And that's why if this broken Kali doesn't serve the original purpose, it becomes Noivad and it's Muksa. Abba Erev Shabbos, but it's a broken Erev Shabbos and it was usable and it's not Muksa, the Rehakum Matarim, the Hoyal Chukma Mokh Majoim, that's what it was ready when Shabbos began. Says the Gemara, Tani Chodah, one Brisa teaches us the Sikhim Kalim. They were sick of the Shiva Kalim. The Tani Idoch, Shem Shiva Sikhim Kalim, Kach, the Sikhim Shiva Kalim. The Tani Idoch, and the Sikhim Lever Kalim, the Lever Shiva Kalim. How do we reconcile these three Brises, says the Gemara? Hobby Yudah. The first Brisa says Kalim can be used, but not Muksa. Broken Kalim are not used, and therefore can't be used. The second Brisa follows Rav Shimon, who's lenient and doesn't hold of Noivad. And the third Brisa represents the opinion of Rav Nechemya, which we've learned many times. Rav Nechemya's opinion is you could only use a kelim on Shabbos Yontif for what it was designated to be used for. And if that's not its use, you can't use it for different use. Amar Rav Nachman, Hani lived with the story of Yoni, left over bricks, charlatan tool. You can use them on Shabbos, you can use them on Shabbos. The chazon is the right, they can be used to sit on. Shagino, however, if they were stacked, so you're showing that you want to use them for building, and therefore they're muksa, they're actually muksa machmas kufari, or muksa machmas kusamkis. Or a machmas shmul, cheres ketana, a small earthenware fragment, mutl top of a chatzah, you can move in the chatzah. Out of the camels, and the camels, you can't move it, because you can't carry the camels. A machmas, the day I'm a film camels, I'm a shusarabim one. Rabba Mafi Rishus Rav. The Rav of Rav of Tamei, right at the basis of Rav's sack, the Rav of Ka'az of Rishnika, Rav was once walking in the main thoroughfare of Nechusa. At half state, he sat at Tina, and his shoes became dirty with mud. Off the Shammai, his assistant came, shot the chasper, took a piece of golden ring that was lying on the floor, the Chamas Hathaway, and wiped off the mud from his shoe. Rav made a bun of color, and the Rabban say, how are you doing this? You're not allowed to do this in Shabbos. On the way, Rav is dying with Gemiri. Not only don't they know what that look is, they've been married to marry. They try to teach the wrong sack to other people. Let's say this happened to Chatzah. Really have a chazir tzuvim on it. This broken shard can be used as a battle cover. And since it can be used as a battle cover, it's therefore not muksa. Hakanami chazir the D. For me, it has the use, and therefore it's not muksa. Of course, it's in a situation where you're not going to carry. Carrying is, of course, also Moshe's rabbi. Furthermore, says Rashi, the reason it's not muksa is not because it can be used to clean a shoe. That isn't the common use. The reason it's not muksa is because it's usable to cover a keli. And therefore, even though now I'm not using it for that purpose, it's enough not to make a muksa. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, as long as it has a use, it's not muksa. It doesn't make a difference if it's a common use or not a common use. So the Bar Avraham says that the Yehuda obviously holds of the muksa of Noelad, but Shimon does not. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that everybody agrees to Noelad. The question is, what is considered Noelad? According to Yehuda, only if they do Me'ema Lachdon, it's not Noelad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be Me'ema Lachdon to prevent it from being Noelad. Now we have a very important question. We're saying now, the Shiver Caleb, broken Caleb, are not muksa because they're usable. As our Mishnah said, they can be used to cover a flask or whatever. So the question is, this man is that nobody's going to use a broken piece of glass a broken piece of earthenware. So the question is, will they be considered, what is the halacha? So Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Shal Shulis of Nibu are of the opinion that it's only the Shiver Kalim are not muksa, only in circumstances where they are not just usable, but usable in a use that is typically used. But if it's just usable in a way that it's never going to be used, they will be muksa. However, many Paiskim say that our Gemara doesn't make that differentiation, and the Sefer Shalmei Yehuda brings from Rav Shaim Rav Zatzal that if our Mishnah says that as long as it has some use, even though it's not a common use, as man as that, it's enough that it should not be considered muksa. This question has very relevant halacha l'maisa. We have on our tables on Shabbos different things that are become non-usable. We have our tables soda bottles that get empty. Nobody reuses soda bottles as not as that. If we're using disposable dishes and disposable silverware, again, these are different things that are not going to be used again. So why should they not be considered muksa? And it's a very serious shaila that maybe they should be considered muksa if you follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. However, the price can say, since technically things are not like a broken glass, you can wash off your disposable silverware, you can wash off your disposable plate, you can